Thank you, Chair. Let me start by congratulating the State Party on achievements in expanding women's social protection measures and economic empowerment. Globally, 29% of women-led corporations and large enterprises are owned by Chinese women, and 8 out of the 10 self-made female billionaires are Chinese. Also, recent MasterCard Index revealed that the State Party has the highest number of self-made women entrepreneurs, and women own 30.9% of all businesses. Of the self-made billionaires globally, 11% are women, with 50% of this group, that is 46, from China. Therefore, chances of women becoming billionaires worldwide remain slimmer for women than men in China, as everywhere else in the world. This has profound gender implications, especially for political participation, advancing women's political interests, and ensuring equitable development. Is the State Party willing to share its successful model of making women billionaires with key partners for possible adaptation to boost private sector implementation of the CEDAW, OHCHR Business for Rights, UN Global Compact on Women Economic Principles, and other normative frameworks to promote inclusion, the SDG Global Shared Prosperity Spirit, diversified growth pathways, and a post-COVID rebuilding agenda that's focused on gender-responsive wealth and resource redistribution? Paragraphs 103 and 4 of the State Party report states that Chinese laws do not impose any discriminatory restrictions on women, and equal access of women to public services and resources is guaranteed. However, the economic and wealth landscape does not reflect this diversity. Available reports indicate that only 85 of China's 690 million female population are billionaires, compared to over 560 males. Can the State Party consider accelerated legal policy and regulatory actions to utilize state-owned enterprises in sectors like banking, steel, telecommunications, electricity generation, and public procurement to reform service delivery guidelines for gender considerations? This would result in many outcomes, increased economic prospects and new opportunities for women in major sectors, inclusive business models for other privately owned corporations and investors to emulate, pilots on effective implementation of mandatory sexual workplace harassment guidelines, and compliance mechanism instead of voluntary measures, and popularization of women's proven capacity to lead and contribute to economic growth and wealth creation, which abounds in the real estate, retail, consumer goods, and e-commerce sectors. Distinguished delegation, available information reveals that women are concentrated in service sector jobs or work in rural areas for low pay. More women than men are laid off and far fewer re-employed, and poverty still exists among women. Please indicate if there's a voluntary declaration of affirmative action, corporate social responsibility, and gender-responsive investments or other measures. On social protection, the State Party reports that there are some reforms, redesign of the code for urban public restrooms, a change in the ratio of male to female toilets, improved national fitness program, and a host of other social protection programs. However, welfare in China is linked to the Huku system, a unique household registration system, which limits internal migrants in their access to basic urban public services such as health insurance and social assistance in host cities. For female internal migrants, this is reported to lead to high-risk pregnancies, among other hazards. How does the State Party plan to reform this system to better protect internal migrants, ethnic minorities, women migrants, and other nationalities, including North Korea and other vulnerable categories of Chinese women? And I would really be grateful to know when the Hong Kong Women's Empowerment Fund